Hey, you know, that we have a group in here that we enjoy immensely, and it's great to have the Clearwater Hot Club back here in Grand Marais. Of course, that's Sam Miltich, Matthew Miltich, and joined tonight by Mike Miller on the drums over there. So welcome back to the Roadhouse, you guys.
Well, thanks for having us.
Whoops, well, we got to get some mics on, I guess.
But try that now, Sam.
Thanks for having us.
There we go. That's better.
Oh, yeah. Now we can hear it out there in the big world. You know, I'm sorry. I guess we're going to interrupt our interview
this is
here.
What Community Radio is all about.
And make a little
Thank
noise.
You. All right. We want to thank an anonymous renewing member who says he'll turn the front light on when you deliver the pie.
Okay.
And he says WTIP is a community asset, and he really appreciates the Roadhouse on Fridays.
Great.
Thank you so much for calling and for taking one of those two pies and for triggering some of that match from the McCarthys. 387-1070 or 800-473-9847 if you'd like to join the people that have called thus far on the Roadhouse tonight.
I don't know if you can take a pie and remain anonymous.
I got to get it someplace.
Work in their favor, yeah.
Well, just give me the address.
As I said, we have Clearwater Hot Club in studio. It's great to have those guys back here. Wonderful jazz, and I don't know if we should just leave it at jazz.
Sure.
Can we do that?
We can leave it at music.
All right, we'll just leave it at music because it's just great to have you guys here. And, of course, Matt... being father of, brought that big bass instrument back in the studio. It's formidable.
This is a wonderful bass. I'm fortunate to be its caretaker for the time being.
And as we were talking earlier with the throat singers, you know, sometimes it'd be nice to be able to show people what we have in the studio.
Yeah, that's right.
And when you look at that,
well, the magic of radio.
It's a
beautiful string bass, four strings. It has a C extension on it, which allows the player to play the E string all the way down to the octave C below the middle C. So it's quite remarkable in that regard, and I never used that.
But
it's got a spruce top, beautiful wood, made in Bavaria. The ribs and the back are maple. The neck is maple, nicely figured. So,
and it is one big honker.
I was going to say, it's way taller than me. It's taller than you.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not built for airplanes.
No, no. I went to Chicago recently and took it on the train.
Okay.
Had to buy a seat for it, actually.
Yeah. And Mike, have you been on the Roadhouse before? Welcome. By the way,
yeah, I've played here.
You were.
Must have been 6 months ago or so.
Yeah, okay. 6 months
now,
a year.
I'm not sure.
It's been a while.
Oh, it's been a while since you guys have been on. Yeah,
it has.
Yeah.
We're glad you're back.
We're glad to be back.
My memory is short, so.
All right,
but it's good.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's
short. It's good, but it's short. There you go. What have you guys been up to, Sam?
What have we been up to? Well, let's see. We play actually together as a group at least once a week because we have a weekly gig in Grand Rapids at our local VFW, which has been fun. So we keeps our fingers moving. And then, of course, Weekend Warriors going out and playing gigs on the weekends. Been down to the Brew House in Duluth and get over to Bridget's Cross in Bemidji and, you know, up here and... various private events, so doing that, and you know, Dad described his new bass. This is a new bass for him, so that's quite exciting. And Mike has a new drum set, so
we got that same old guitar,
and I got the same old guitar, from 2005. It's so old, so yeah, that's what we've been doing, and kind of like waiting on the maple syrup back home, which is like
it might not happen this year.
It's too warm, So getting ready for walleye season. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So that's what we're up to.
How about your music? How is it evolving?
Oh, well, let's see here. How is it evolving? You know, it's interesting because the music seems to go in cycles for me where I find something new, I become really inspired by it, and then I kind of cycle back around to the stuff that I've always cared about and loved, but I come to it with a sort of a new understanding about music because I have a new perspective from seeing some new stuff. So, you know, it's just like layers upon layers building. And, you know, as an improviser, you're always trying to not repeat yourself, which in the course of a lifetime is quite a task.
Oh, yeah.
So
particularly when you start as young as you did.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, I've been like, there's some basic things that I always do. You know, I revisit solos that I've transcribed and retranscribed and transcribed new solos and find those new licks that are fresh to my ears and fresh to the audience's ears. So, you know, just trying to incorporate different, you know, influences into my playing. So.
When you get to my age, you'll think that you never repeat yourself.
And you're always making new friends.
No matter how often you do.
Always making new friends.
Too. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right. I'm not really sure how to respond.
No, you don't need to.
It'll be a while before you know anything about it.
Well, we all get there, hopefully, so.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, you know what we might want to do right away, if you've got something in mind play to play, it'd be
tunes.
Great to hear it.
Yep. All right. We're going to do a tune that is written by a guy who's just as good as... His tunes are as good as they were the day they were written. This is a tune called Cottontail by the great Duke Ellington. So.
One, two, one, two.
Holy you guys cow. Just blow us away
no
in
kidding.
Here. I know we've said this many times, but how lucky we are to sit here in this studio and have the kind of music that we were just hearing from, you know, Sam and Matt and Mike over there at the Clearwater Hot Club.
The other exciting thing is that they've agreed to be our house band. They'll be back every Friday night.
The Roadhouse House Band.
Or Roadhouse Band. Yeah.
That was fabulous, you know.
Just really good.
Yeah, thanks so much. Really
thank you.
Are you on? Is that Mike on?
Yep, he's on.
Oh, I'm on.
Okay. I didn't hear you the first time you said something over there. So, at any rate, how would you describe that last song that you just played? Where'd that come from?
Well, it was a Duke Ellington piece, and that was that came from what was called the Blanton Webster Band, which was an era of the Duke Ellington Orchestra when Ben Webster was the lead tenor saxophone player. And he had a bass. There's sort of their two big stars. This is in the 1940s. So the very sort of classic Duke Ellington big band. Ben Webster was their lead tenor player and was sort of a star. And Jimmy Blanton was a bass player who sort of revolutionized the role of the upright bass as more of a solo instrument.
Oh, yeah.
So that tune was Cotton Tail was Ben Webster's theme. So they have there's very famous recordings out there of that. So
Bob remembers all that. Oh, yeah.
Couldn't you hear the bunny hopping in that one, though?
Well, you know, we got a funny story about that, and it actually comes from Grand Marais, because we were at the tavern, oh, maybe a year, 2 years ago, and I say, guys, what should we play? I can't think of any tune to play, and Mike says, oh, that song. It's a song about a duck, I think. I said, a song about a duck? What are you talking about? He goes, no, it's like, what was that? No, the rabbit, that one. says Thumper. Thumper. You know, like in Bambi, Thumper. The song Thumper. I said, Dad and I are going, what? And we go, ah, Cottontail. Cottontail. Got it. All right. Got it.
So we now refer to that as a song about a duck.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mike, he knows his musical background.
Yeah, he does.
There's no question about
those crazy
that.
Drummers.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Well.
There's oh, we're not reason. Even going to go into the drummer jokes, okay? Because it's dangerous.
You know, Mike, we've talked with Sam and Matt, you know, every time that they've come in, but we should hear a little more about you and what your background is and how you got to the Hot Club.
Oh, I've been playing music around Minnesota for a long time. I started when I was 16 playing in the bars and, you know, went to music school and did that and traveled around, been playing everywhere that I can ever since, so... Moved back to Grand Rapids, back home, and hooked up with these guys, and we've been making music ever since then. So,
how about drumming? Was it a big transition to go from what I assume were rock bands, maybe you were
sure.
playing in, and
yep.
and now joining a group that plays such a variety of traditional music and jazz?
I've been playing the drums since I was 12 years old, probably. So uh-huh. It's just a matter of listening, you know, listening to music and copying what you hear and. Yeah, I guess.
You know, and Mike and I have had these conversations where, you know, one kind of American music is not that different from another kind. You know, I mean, sort of the tangled roots of country, blues, jazz. You know, I mean, it all comes from a very similar background, and it's all very Americana.
A lot of tunes are in 4 or they're in 3, you know, beats per measure, and whether it's... any genre.
It didn't seem like a big jump for Mike. He seemed, what I'm saying is he fit in with the group just fine.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
Yeah, it worked out great.
Yeah. Well, you know, I play the kazoo and Bob sings in the shower.
I do.
Yeah. But we don't know if it's 4-3 or what. Shows how much we know about music.
But we do have our cape on.
And oh, yeah, we got our own cape on here somewhere. That's a joke that you
joke.
May not want to hear.
Joke.
All right, that's all right.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
There'll be plenty more jokes coming later tonight at the gig. So.
Yeah, there
sure.
you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, while you're here, we'd like to hear more music.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to do a Latin piece. This one is Mañana de Carnaval, written by Luis Bonfa, who is sort of a contemporary of Antonio Carlos Jobim. And so this is a nice little bossa number that we're going to do. Thank you.
Fantastic.
You know, we all the bands that we get in here in groups and individuals, Bob, that such great music. But Ann just passed me a note, and she says, I think this is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
It's just fabulous. Yep, oh, it really gosh.
Is.
What I love is not just listening to you guys, but I love watching your fingers, too. Man, alive.
You. And there's something about that big bass that just it's like
mesmerizing.
Yeah, how do you play that thing anyway? And
how do you do any of that?
You know what? I'm trying to learn it, and I'm asking the same question.
Is that right?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Like, I have a whole new level of appreciation for what this guy does. Yeah.
You know, there's a story about a guy who started taking bass lessons, and he took his first lesson, and his friend asked him, how'd you do? He said, pretty good. He said, we worked on the G string. That's the first string at the top. And the second lesson, he came back and was asked again, how did you do? He said, well, pretty good. It worked on the D string, you know. And the third time he came home, the guy said, how was your lesson? He said, I blew it off, man. I had a gig.
And that's kind of actually how it worked in our band. Like before,
that's kind of the way the bass thing works.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like we started, Dad and I started playing when I was 14 or 15. And it's like 2 weeks later, I'm like, hey, Dad, we got a gig.
Wow. You really need only two things to play the bass. You need to own one of these things, bass, and you have to have a station wagon, that's all.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. That was pretty cool, that last song. And you kind of made a little change from the first song, a little different a different beat, a little different place to go.
Yeah, we like to mix it up, not only just for the listeners, but for ourselves as well. You know, change the feel, change the groove, and, you know, each has its own appeal, of course, and so you know, we kind of do a wide array of different feels, varies of tempo and you know, rhythm style. So
Well, it seems like you make it to Grand Marais quite often, and the venue that you're usually at, the Gunflint Tavern, and as I think of venues, it seems like we have a lot of places to play in town, but it seems like everybody kind of gravitates to the tavern or to a few places in the Northland. Is that what you find too, as far as,
you know,
where music happens?
Yeah, it seems to be like I have certain venues that have just sort of typically been really great venues for us. It's like, you know, I've been gigging professionally for 10 years, and you sort of weed out which are the places that work the best for you. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you got to have the right venue for what you do. You have to have the right audience.
Yeah.
And the people that go to the tavern, and they just seem to really appreciate our music. And we've had such a great response there. And, you know, Jeff has been very generous in having us back again and again. And, man, do we feel good about that place.
Good.
You know, it's just
the other thing
really
is occasionally we'll be traveling someplace and someone will say, I know you guys, I saw you at the Gunflint in Grand Marais. So we'll be, you know, far flung somewhere in Wisconsin or Minneapolis or South Dakota. And someone says, we saw you in Grand Marais.
Tonight and tomorrow night?
Tonight and tomorrow night, yeah. We start around 8:30 or so.
Okay.
So we're there both tonight and tomorrow night. And we're coming back again in April and in May, I think. So and then, you know, the summertime. We get up here a lot. This sort of feels like, for me, this feels sort of like a home away from home. My grandfather lives up here, and I've been coming up to Grand Marais from the time I was about 5. And, you know, like, I'm a northern Minnesotan, like, to my core. Like, this is, like, I love, you know, my native land of northern Minnesota, and this is just a continuation of that greater northern Minnesota. And, you know, I don't know, I sent a text to my wife and was like, I feel the great healing powers of the lake. You know, like, just driving beside it is, like, just, like, serenity pours into me when I come to this country, so...
We'd also like to say that we're big supporters of community radio. We have our own community radio station.
Yes, you do. WAXE.
Wonderful one.
KAXE.
And Sam recently did a program there for them on tamburica music, which is the traditional music of the Balkans.
Huh.
And I've contributed my voice to the station many times over the years in the guise of a number of different characters. And only community radio provides the sort of access that allows that.
Yes,
we feel that way too. We're big appreciators, and we certainly hope that people who are listening in Grand Marais and vicinity this evening will take time to call in.
Oh,
thank you, Matthew.
Can't do
well
any
said.
Better than that.
I'll throw in the phone numbers then, 387-1070 or 800-473-9847. Thank you for that.
Mike, are you getting a little lonesome over there?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're still there. Oh, yeah.
Hanging out in the back as usual.
Yeah, way in the far
He's
end.
A drummer. He's a drummer.
Yeah. Do they ever let you do a drum solo?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a little more often than I'd like.
You know, we only have a few minutes left, and we're counting on some pledges coming in because we want to reach our goal here for our program, but we also would love to hear one more. Can we hear another song from you guys?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we'll maybe just do a little different feel again. We'll do a ballad. This is a tune titled Darn That Dream that has been a favorite of mine for a number of years. And it's one of those things where I keep going back to this song, and it's like rereading a book where you keep finding new things every time. You know, it's great. So we're going to do Darn That Dream. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
gorgeous.
Clearwater Hot Club. Mm,
beautiful, guys.
Man,
thank you.
Beautiful.
We want to thank you guys so much for coming in here tonight. And that's Sam and Matt Miltich and Mike Miller, the Clearwater Hot Club. They're going to be down at the Gunflint Tavern both tonight and tomorrow night. Great time to see them.
Yep.
Once again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
here
all
tonight.
For having us. And email me anytime. We're happy to be on the air.
We will. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
What are you doing next Friday?
wait a minute. Did we just get hired as the house band for the Roadhouse?
House band, that's it. Man. And the pay
is huge.
Woo.
A little less than Buck and I make, but
we'll talk later.
All right.